I don't defend the interfaith dialogue. I wouldn't have done it. If I'd have lived in the area and known about it, I would not have attended it. I wouldn't have held it in church. Now, I understand the church is not a building. I understand that. It's the church is the called out ones. I understand that. I get that. But there is an optics issue there for people who don't understand those theological specifics and nuances. I wouldn't have held it in church. Like I say, don't say that I'm defending it. I'm not defending it. I wouldn't have done it. But fair is fair. The gospel was presented. The deity of Christ was defended. The Trinity was expounded upon. Atonement, justification, redemption, salvation by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, the exclusivity of Christ. All of these things were there. They were clearly there. Anyone who says they were not there either does not know what he or she is speaking of or is being intentionally dishonest. The gospel was there.
Interfaith dialogue, what do you mean by that? That's kind of a loaded term, especially now. So anything that is a theological compromise, I'm obviously against. And any doctrinally sound person would be. I don't know of any of the good guys who would compromise theologically. Now, you can argue about the venue and da-da-da-da-da, that's fine. You know, have those debates, whatever. But if it involves any kind of theological compromise, of course I'm against it. If Rick Warren is sitting down with a leader or representative of some other faith, some other religion, I'm going to be real nervous about that because he has a track record. If one of the doctrinally sound guys does that, I may not agree with the venue or the setting or whatever, or even doing it in the first place, but I'm going to have a bit more confidence in someone who has a solid track record than I would with somebody like Rick Warren.
Then you have some men who do have sound doctrine, and maybe they do something with which you would not agree, or they do something that's not the way you would do it. Don't automatically jump to the worst possible conclusion about them. If they have a long track record of faithfully preaching the gospel, faithfully defending the gospel, standing up for the exclusivity of Christ, salvation by grace alone, through faith alone, and Christ alone, especially if they hold to the doctrines of grace, God's sovereignty and salvation,